friendships that we've made and relationships that we have at Children's and things that we do that have become a huge part of who we are, what we do, how we think. I would like to think that we would be charitable giving people had that not happened, but it wouldn't be in this way. It wouldn't feel the same. I always say that when that happened, I think my soul widened, you know, and I don't think your soul widens until you go through hard times. It's the hard things that make you a better person or a person who at least has the capacity to feel more for other people who are in hard situations.
And I think, though, I think we can influence others. I mean, I would say that prior to Alyssa's circumstance, I don't know that I felt like we ever had any friends that were mentors to us in that way. And I'm touched by it all the time. On average, we're probably about 10 years older than most of the other couples that are in our neighborhood. And so, you know, by age, Maxine and I kind of have been there before, right? But I think in many ways, as those folks have gotten to know us and understanding our circumstance, one thing that really is kind of nice, I think they've actually been inspired in a lot of ways to make at least some change in what they're doing. It makes their ability to enjoy and savor the success they've had so much greater. And it's not that you should do it for the reason of enhancing your own life, but that's what comes with it.
Before Alyssa got sick, as a young mom, if I were in a restaurant somewhere and I saw a child who was disabled, I always remember saying a little prayer and then saying to myself, "There by the grace of God go I," and then I did. You know, it was interesting because I always did it because you just feel like, oh my gosh, I just don't want anything ever to happen to my child. And so I would see these other parents in restaurants or wherever, and I just always remember thinking that. And then that day came. And Steve's right, nobody's immune from it, and nobody knows why it happens to who it happens to, but, you know, it just does.
I mean, you have choices. When tragic things happen in your life, you've got to try and find a way to get the silver linings out of them. If ever you did have those moments where you were thinking, I can't deal with this, this is too much, or woe me, you would look at Alyssa.
Right.
And you realize that, you know, I can't even think that way because look at her going through this and with such perseverance, and even to this day, with huge numbers of obstacles that she deals with every day. Alyssa is going to college. I mean, everything that comes quickly or easily for other people will take her so much longer and be so much more difficult, but she never relents.
Because of all the disabilities that she unfortunately has, we had to remind her and remind ourselves of that choice of how you were going to live your life. Especially when she was in middle school and high school, they were really crappy times for her. Her friends kind of went away. It's a hard time for anybody, let alone a kid who has those kind of challenges. And we would continually, as a family, have the dialogue of, look, it was not fair. No, it wasn't fair, but we can't change it. And since you can't change it, you can now choose how you're going to deal with it. And, you know, I still have that talk to myself a lot. When things get hard or get difficult, you do. You have that choice to make.